The Christian life is one. The Christian life is one where we are always to be more than conquerors, no matter what happens. They couldn't do that in the Old Testament. I mentioned to you yesterday about the book of Job. Did he preserve a pure testimony? Let's look at that for a moment. God could boast about him. It's the first book of the Bible. Writes about a man whom God could boast about to Satan. Blameless, upright, fearing God, turning away from evil. And he was rich. Some of God's people are rich. We don't seek to be rich. The love of money is the root of all evil. But some Christians feel that if you're wholehearted, you'll be poor. Usually because they themselves are poor. And then they can become jealous of spiritually minded believers who have more than them. There are people in our country who are very fine believers, perhaps better than many of us, who do not have the money to travel from their town to Bangalore for a conference. And that's why they can't come. And do you think they're going to miss out on God's plan and purpose for their life just because they don't have 200 rupees to travel here? Impossible. There's no partiality with God. He'll probably bless them in a way that none of us will get blessed. God loves his children. They're all equal to him. Think if you had children and somewhere, and some of them were in a, you had to isolate them in a room because they were sick. Wouldn't you care for them? You'd probably care more for that child than the others who are healthy. God is like that. He's a father. He's a mother. He says, even a mother may forget her sucking child. I will not forget you. In my early Christian years, I never lived with that assurance. And so I was always tossed about. I didn't know whether God... I always felt God was looking at me with a frown and saying, you're still not good enough. I lived under that misery as a child of God for many years. And the trouble with that is, listen to this, we become like the God we worship. There's a verse in the Psalms which says that those who make idols become like them. It's in the Psalms. Those who make idols become like them. We become like the God we worship. So if you've got a God who's always frowning at you, do you know how you're going to look at other people? Frowning at them. So when you see some person who's supposed to be a believer frowning at you, don't get angry. The poor guy is worshiping some idol in his mind. Not the real God of the Bible. Not the Lord Jesus Christ, whose face shines upon us. You know, there's a blessing that the Lord told. It's a beautiful verse. Let me turn that first. Numbers chapter 6. The Lord told Moses, tell Aaron, verse 22. Read the Bible slowly. You get so many blessings by reading the Bible slowly. I found that. I'm not in a rush. I've said this many times. I'm not in a rush to go through the Bible 50 times in my life. If the Bible goes through me once, that'll do. So, what do you get from this verse? The Lord spoke to Moses saying, speak to Aaron. That's all. Just that much. The Lord spoke to Moses saying, speak to Aaron. What do you get from that? What I get from that is that the Lord can speak to some people like Moses, but he cannot speak to other people like Aaron. So he has to tell Moses, listen, that guy is spiritually deaf. Go and tell him. The elders in Laodicea, in the Revelation chapter 2 and 3, they were deaf. They couldn't see their true condition. God had to send a prophet and an apostle like John to say, go and tell those elders, this is your condition. Were they under the old covenant where God had to speak to them through a prophet? No. They were in the new covenant. This is 65 years after the day of Pentecost. New covenant believers, unable to hear God speaking to them about their real condition. I believe there are multitudes like that. Why do you have to wait until you come to a conference or a meeting to get your real condition exposed? Brother, sister, there is a better way where you can hear God showing you your condition every day. It's like getting a free scan of your inner life every day. And it's much more serious, these spiritual problems, than cholesterol and blood pressure and diabetes and other problems that scans can show you. We are so careful about all these things. People say, after you cross a certain age, you must have a checkup every year, etc., medical checkup. Well, I want to say, as soon as you're born again, you should be having a checkup every day. Every day. Because there are things more serious than blood pressure and high cholesterol and diabetes, etc., that can destroy us much more than those things. So, we need to hear God speak to us. We shouldn't have God to say, okay, God is to tell somebody, go and tell so-and-so. Why should He tell him to tell you? Okay, read the Bible slowly and you get some challenges like that. Speak to Aaron anyway, saying, this is the way you must bless the sons of Israel. The Lord bless you and keep you, and the Lord make His face shine upon you. You know, this is how you must bless the sons of Israel. What about today? Is the Lord's face shining upon me right now? I believe that. You must believe it, brother, sister. But you say, oh Lord, I'm such a bad person. Well, you know you're aware of that because you have a sensitive conscience. It's that other guy who thinks he's a good person on whom perhaps the Lord is frowning. But you have a sensitivity in your conscience that says, Lord, I feel so guilty about little things I do. Praise the Lord. I pray that your sensitivity will increase to even smaller things, to little words and little attitudes that disturb you, because you want to be a burning, pure, burning bush for Jesus. And it's not always by convicting that we get spiritual. We first need to see that the Lord's face shines upon us. That He is really, He loves us and He rejoices over us with singing. It says in Zephaniah 3:17, He rejoices over us with singing. Have you seen sometimes mothers singing to their little two-month-old babies who can't understand one little word of what the mother is singing? There are doctors who now encourage mothers to sing to the babies inside the womb. And there are mothers who do it. Sing to the baby, put your hand over your womb and sing and pray and talk to the baby, and I believe they hear. And can you, when the Bible says God's like a mother and a father, I believe He sings over us, He rejoices over us. The favorite picture I have in my mind of God now, not in the old days. In the old days I had this frowning God looking upon me. But the picture I have now in my mind when it says, can a mother forget her sucking child? Isaiah 49:15. Even they may forget, but I won't forget you. Is the picture of a married woman who never had children for 15 years. Picture this in your mind. A woman who had no children for 15 years. Faithful, seeking, praying. Something like Hannah in the Old Testament, praying. And I can imagine when Hannah got Samuel, baby. How do you think Hannah looked at Samuel? This child, I call him Samuel, I asked the Lord and He gave me a child. When she picked up Samuel for the first time after many years of having no children, how do you think Hannah looked at? Guess. Like that, seriously? She was so excited. And she probably said so many things to him which Samuel couldn't understand. She was so excited. That's how God looks at me.